It's 8:51, and currently we're at 41 degrees outside our WIOL studios in Urbana. It's time to take a look at agricultural weather. We bring in meteorologist Drew Lerner from World Weather Incorporated. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Brian. Happy Friday to you. It's not going to be the best weekend in the world, though. It might be a good time to go to a movie or two or three or four. It's going to be cold through most of the weekend. In fact, we'll see freezes of significance occurring throughout all of the Midwest and down into the middle Atlantic states, probably touching on some of the southeastern portions of the country as well. This will be the last of the really potent cold air masses for a while. We'll see those low temperatures bottoming out in the teens and 20s across the region. Hard freezes for all of the Midwest, but it probably won't have a big negative impact on most of the crops across our region because they just haven't had a chance to get going very good. Winter wheat will be able to sustain itself without much problem. The concern is really off to the southeast of us and into parts of the Carolinas and Virginia, parts of Tennessee. These areas have fruit trees and vegetable crops are flowering and developing rather aggressively. And, of course, they were hurt earlier this week by a significant damaging freeze. This one was very comparable to that. We will see the temperatures in the teens and 20s in Virginia, 20s in the Carolinas, upper 20s and lower 30s in both Tennessee and Georgia, in southern South Carolina, actually. And so there's going to be a lot of interesting news on the headlines on Monday morning when we start assessing all the damage there. I do have good news, though, for those of you who are out there getting anxious to get into the fields for some aggressive field work. It looks like starting at the middle to latter part of next week and extending for about a full 7-day period, we're going to see warmer and drier biased conditions across the Midwest. Most of the Tennessee River Basin and even our friends in the Delta and the southeastern states will experience this. A ridge of high pressure will be building up across the eastern part of the country as a deep low pressure system impacts the Rocky Mountain region and parts of the plains. And it's a really good scenario for bringing warmth up from the south and helping us to dry down a little bit after all the cool and moist conditions we've had. This isn't something that's necessarily going to persist for a long period of time, so I'm sure there's going to be a lot of folks who are going to be focused on that time period, and hopefully we can get a lot of work done before the next rain event comes along. Now, before we run off and leave it at that, there is more rain in the forecast before we get involved with this period of improved weather. And this period of rain is going to be developing on Sunday, just right after the cold air starts to abate from the region. We'll see it showing up in the western Corn Belt initially with a little bit of light rainfall and some scattered brief thundershowers that may occur Saturday night into Sunday morning, and that will quickly spread into the eastern and southern parts of the Midwest as we go from Sunday into Monday. The rainfall may become a little bit more enhanced as it passes through the lower Ohio River Basin area. I'm looking for about a half inch to an inch of moisture for most of the region, and some local totals may be getting upwards to around an inch and a half. After that system passes, we go back into one more cool air mass. It won't be nearly as bad as what we're going to have this weekend, but nevertheless, it looks like Monday night and Tuesday will still be fairly nippy across the region, and it's right after that that we will start to see the building ridge and some drier bias conditions beginning to evolve across the region, so we'll keep our fingers crossed for that. In the meantime, down in South America, we're still watching that second season corn crop rather closely because it is drying out as well. Temperatures are in the upper 80s and 90s on a regular basis right now in Brazil, and it's not raining much. This is drying out the soil, and some of this late planted second season corn is going to become stressed right about the time it decides to reproduce. So it'll be kind of interesting to see what happens there as well. Have a good weekend. This is Drew Lerner.
All right, Drew. Thanks a lot. We appreciate it.
Take care.
That's Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated.